How much contact with the medical profession did you have as you were growing up?
Well, I had quite a lot. I had regular contact with my doctor, Dr. Hunter, and he saw to me and saw how I was getting on and advising my parents how to treat me with being diabetic. And he was very good. I remember he used to come every week to see me.
And presumably your parents had to pay for this since it was before the national...
Oh, yes. Yes, it wasn't no national health in those days.
And can you describe to me, as you remember it, a visit from your doctor when he was coming to check up on you? What would he do?
I remember he came on Boxing Day and we were just having a turkey dinner, turkey lunch. And I was very cross about it, really. And he took me to one side and he did a blood test in those days. But he got it from a vein, not like you do it today, prick your finger. He got some blood from a vein to do a blood test.
And then when would you have got the results of that test?
Or the following week, when he came the next week. As far as I remember, he used to come to see me nearly every week for a long time.
How did people in general react to a little girl having diabetes?
Well, some people didn't like the idea of their children mixing with me sometimes, but there were very few like that. They were all very kind to me, and most of the neighbours' children would come in and play with me.
Had people heard of diabetes?
Not very much, no. But I do believe, I've only just thought about this, that many, many years ago, before I was diabetic, there was a distant cousin, I don't know who she was or what she was, but I heard that she just died of being diabetic. But I think that was before there was insulin. The general impression in those days, people thought that diabetics were always elderly people, and that I don't think they'd heard of a child having diabetes before. I was the first one.
What did you do with your time as you were growing up when you weren't in bed ill?
Well, if it was raining or the weather was bad, I listened to the radio quite a lot, because there wasn't any television in those days. And if the weather was nice, my mother would take me up on the Hoe, because we were living in Plymouth. I'd go up on Plymouth Hoe, and that was very nice, and then down onto the seashore sometimes. And I never ever seemed to be bored in those days.
Did you play any music?
I played the piano, yes, and passed several exams when I was playing the piano. And I used to enjoy that very much.